أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Dear brothers and sisters, beloved Muslims, let's go back in time and try to imagine this situation and picture this conversation that took place between two disbelievers. One of them is Hiraql, who was the head of the Roman Empire, and the other one is Abu Sufyan, who was then a staunch enemy of Islam, an enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Because of the echo that the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused, Hiraql knew of some Arabian merchants who are visiting his empire, and therefore he invited them and asked them about that man who claimed to be a prophet in Arabia. And one of the questions that he posed, and he was a man of knowledge, he asked him, فَمَاذَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ, what does he instruct you to do? And Abu Sufyan answered truthfully. He was one of the leaders and the chiefs of Mecca. But he was, even though he was talking about his enemy, he was truthful. He said, يَأْمُرُنَا أَن نَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَنَدْرُكَ مَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاؤُنَا وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَالصِّدْقِ وَالْعَفَافِ وَالصِّلَةِ. The mission in the mind of Abu Sufyan was clear, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, he commands us to worship Allah alone without associating any partners with him, and to abandon the paganism of our forefathers and to pray, to pay the zakah, and to be truthful and to be chaste and to maintain good relationship with our close relatives. Aqeedah, creed, and major acts of worship and noble qualities. These are the components of the statements, the statement of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, who became later on a companion and narrated this hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari. One point that is very important in his statement, and this is a quality that is included in this statement, that is as-sidq. Sidq, truthfulness, is one of the noble qualities that Islam, from the beginning of the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invited people to it. When I was a little kid, I had a very simple understanding of the word sidq, truthfulness. To me, sidq was just to tell the truth, which is definitely part of truthfulness, but it is not really the truthfulness as it is in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Later, when I grew up, I started reading the Quran, I was amazed to see the depth of the meaning of sidq as it is in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before we delve into understanding the meaning of sidq, let us see the position of sidq or truthfulness in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, commanding the believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you who believe, fear Allah, have taqwa, be conscious of Allah, and be with those who possess the quality of sidq. Be among the truthful ones. Be with the companionship of the truthful ones. So this command implies that we search for people who are truthful, the people who possess the quality of sidq, and also it implies that we stay away from those people who lack this quality. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لِيَجِزِيَ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ وَالْمُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward the sadiqeen, those who possess the quality of sidq, by virtue of their sidq, and that he may punish the hypocrites. So hypocrisy here came as a meaning that counter, or that is opposite to truthfulness. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided people into two major groups, sadiqeen and munafiqeen, people who possess the quality of truthfulness and people who are hypocrite, people of nifaq. Why? Because the basic foundation of iman is sidq, truthfulness, and the basic foundation of nifaq is lying. And this is how important this quality is. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in a most amazing ayah, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وأقام الصلاة وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. Righteousness or birr is a very comprehensive quality that includes many noble virtues
And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is describing for us what righteousness is. He said that righteousness is not in turning your faces faces toward the east or the west. Rather, righteous is he who believe in Allah, the last day, the angels, the revelations, the prophets. And righteous is he who spend out of his own wealth, however much he may himself loves it, upon وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى, the close relatives, وَالْيَتَامَى, orphans, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the poor, وَالسَّائِلِينَ, and those who beg for it, وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, and to free slaves from slavery, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, and righteous is he who established the prayer properly, pays zakah, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, righteous is he who fulfill his promise when promises, or fulfill his vows when he vows or she vows, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, and those who persevere in the time of adversity, in the time of pain, in the time of hardship, in the time of panic, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, those are the ones who are truthful, those are the ones who possess the quality of صدق, those are the ones who are true to their shahada, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. See, dear brothers and sisters, now the definition or the understanding of sadaq is becoming broader than what we think. It's not only to say what is right. And if we are to look at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find the cohesiveness and the integration of the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim and At-Tirmidhi, from the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said that عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة ولا يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be truthful, attain the quality of truthfulness, because truthfulness leads to righteousness. You know, we have detailed the meaning of righteousness in the previous ayah that I have quoted, and in the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said أولئك الذين صدقوا, and here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that righteousness, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise, and the person continues to be truthful and strive to attain the quality of truthfulness until he is written in the sight of Allah as a Siddiq. Siddiq is the one who is most truthful, and it is the highest rank of Iman, barring the rank of the prophets. And as a matter of fact, every one of us, when we stand praying, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us with the most truthful people in their covenant, in their iman. Because we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, oh Allah, show us the straight path, the path of those upon whom you bestowed your bounty. And these people are described in another place of the Quran to be وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, those upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his bounty are the prophets and the Siddiqeen. So basically we are asking Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every prayer of us to make us with the Siddiqeen. And what is the key to be a Siddiq? It is to strive all the time to be truthful, to be true to our word, to be true in our action, to be true in the condition of our heart. This is how the continuous striving in attaining this quality will lead us to this high rank of iman, that is as-siddiqiyya. One man that's called Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu has incorporated this meaning in his life and in himself, and therefore he was always called as-siddiq, the one who is most truthful and the one who is most true to his commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, what really truthfulness is all about? As-Sidq, dear brothers, as I said, has a broader meaning than what we think. It has different levels. It has different dimensions. It is deep. Sidq is Sadiq by our own tongue. To be truthful by our own tongue. And that is to tell the truth all the time. Even if telling the truth may lead to being implicated or putting ourselves in our awkward position. And therefore our scholars said that it is telling the truth even in a situation where lying is our only escape. So to tell the truth, to say what is right. And the second level is the truthfulness or as-sidq by the condition of our heart, which means we are sincere in a sense that whatever is shown by our all outward appearance matches what is in our heart. It is synchronized with the condition of our heart. So if we show that we are mutawakkilin, we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that our heart, sadaq implies that tawakkul is also in our heart. If we show more zihd by the outward appearance than what is really in our heart, zuhd is abstinence from excessive indulging in the worldly affairs. This shows that we lack this quality, the quality of sadaq. And the third one is the sadaq by our own actions. We say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Our actions should confirm, should be in conformation, and should be proving our shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. If we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our master and our king and that we are slaves, then our life should be in compliance with the laws and rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our actions should not be belying our shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. One example that really may give us an example of the true sadaq, that is the example that mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. See what being true to Allah entails. It's not only to say what is right. It's not only to tell the truth. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is praising the immigrants, the first immigrants who were driven out of their homes and their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They abandon everything that is precious and dear to them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, seeking the goodly acceptance and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, they exert every effort in supporting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger أولئك هم الصادقون. Those are the ones who possess the quality of صدق. So it takes a lot. It takes a sacrifice, major sacrifice, to prove ourselves true to our word. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, when I started thinking about the true meaning of صدق, this is when I read this ayah للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So صدق is not just to say La ilaha illallah. It's not just to tell the truth. Rather, you are sadiq by every fiber of your body, by your true commitment to the deen that requires sacrifice, requires that we exert efforts in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for supporting the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be translated in our time and day and city of Ann Arbor by exerting effort in building our community and spending our money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in making this center and any other center a center that is a beacon of light that reflects the true image of Islam, that attract, that becomes like a magnet that attracts both Muslims and non-Muslims. Another ayah from the Quran that tells us about the true meaning of صدق, and that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. That indeed the true believers are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet and never doubted and exerted their efforts in supporting the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sacrificing their wealth and their persons for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك هم الصادقون. These are the truthful ones. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about this quality and this understanding of this quality, we are not talking about ideals. We are talking about a deen that was practiced. We are talking about people who really possess this quality. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Had there been no people who possessed this quality, me and you would never have seen the light of Islam after 14 centuries of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We would not have seen it. It is because of some people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Among the believers are men who are true to their covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True. And other than that is hypocrisy. Are people who يقولون ما لا يفعلون. They say something and do something else. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Oh, you who believe, why do you say something and do another? It is most hated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you say something and do another thing. So this is a quality that we really need the most. That is to have a true commitment to our deen and prove that we are true to our شهادة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Many examples, I can bring example after example after example from the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم onward.
One example is the example of Anas ibn al-Nadr, who for one reason or another missed one major battle with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against the pagans of Mecca, who drove the believers out of their own homes and their wealth. And he regretted that. He only said one thing, that if I were to live long enough to witness another battle with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَيَرَيَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَعَ. That's it. This is all he said, that only Allah will know what I will do. And he lived long enough to witness the battle of Uhud, in which the Muslims, after being victorious, they violated one command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah azza wa jal caused them to fail because of this negligence of one command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people started retreating. And among the few who stood very strong and resisted was Anas ibn al-Nadr, who was found with more than 70 stabs and injuries in his body that changed the description of his body, where nobody was able to recognize him except his sister by his finger. You know, how do you recognize people? By their faces, by their many things, but by finger. This is how mutilated he was when he died for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one example. Umar said one statement. How many promises we do? How many commitments to this deen we have? How truthful are we? And should we not be truthful? Dear brothers and sisters, the only people who will benefit on the day of judgment are those who are true to their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their pledge with Allah subhanahu, to their shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment, Allah will say on the day of judgment, today is the day on which the truthfulness of all who have been truthful will benefit them. All who have been true to their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit them. This is, dear brothers, an invitation and a reminder of this equality and our need for it nowadays. We have millions of Muslims, right? We have millions of Muslims. Over 1 billion Muslims. What is our weight? Have we ever thought about this? A huge number of Muslims, but with no weight. And it is not because of our lack in numbering, the fact that we are few in numbers. Rather, it is because we as a nation has missed these qualities, these good qualities, like as-sidq. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory for people who qualify for the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the qualities that really qualify us to receive the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the sadiqeen and among the sadiqeen, and to resurrect us on the day of judgment with the sadiqeen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح.